بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Article: Starvation is used as a weapon of war in the absence of the Khilafah. The Ethiopian regime has used starvation as a means to eliminate opposition fighters in Tigray by blocking all food and medicines from entering the region. 90% of the population is at risk from starvation and death from preventable illnesses due to this inhumane strategy. World Health Organization head Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus is quoted as saying, quote, "Nothing is moving. I was expecting food and medicines to start flowing immediately after the ceasefire. That's not happening. People were dying from starvation and treatable diseases, and 6 million people have been shut off from the rest of the world for 2 years as if they did not exist," unquote. He also added that electricity and telecom services has been restored in some areas, but was accused by Ethiopian officials that he was waging a propaganda war, spreading false information and trying to undermine the peace agreement. Currently, the statistics are that as of 2022, 13 million people facing food insecurity in the region and 150,000 to 200,000 have died from starvation. 89% are in need of food aid. In one report published in June 2021, over 350,000 people were already experiencing catastrophic famine conditions, and Tigray currently holds the status of holding the worst famine in East Africa since 2011 and 2012. A report by the global magazine The Economist cites that there is evidence of the Ethiopian government of deliberately withholding food and medicines from the Tigray population to disable the TPLF, the Tigray People's Liberation Front. On the 10th of February 2021, Abir Atola, head of the Ethiopian Red Cross Society, reported that people were arriving at refugee camps seeking aid, emancipated, and quote, "that their skin was really on their bones," unquote. He estimated that 80% of people were unreachable by humanitarian organizations. In early February 2021, Muferiet Kamil, the Ethiopian Minister of Peace, agreed that there should be greater food distribution in the Tigray region. There was a short window of relief, but the following months of poor rainfall and decimation of crops by locusts meant that the harvest was severely reduced, compounding food shortages. Currently, between 400 and 900 people are dying every day from starvation, with no signs of that number getting any less. OCHA, Relief Web, released the understanding that one person was dying of starvation every 48 seconds. These horrific acts are indeed orchestrated by the evil entities ruining our lands as they serve nefarious designs of the colonialist rulers who seek to weaken resistance of the people in the Horn of Africa, one of the most resource-rich areas in the world. With the native population struggling for their daily survival, the nations are busy to allow foreign companies and governments to exploit the business opportunities that war brings. What we are really witnessing here is the repeated use of poverty and starvation to keep nations weak. The devastation that this has on the millions of women and children who are caught in this political game of power is irrelevant to the animalistic greed of Western nations seeking power and money. On the 2nd of July 2021, the United Nations Security Council discussed the issue and declared that more than 400,000 people were being affected by food insecurity and that 33,000 children were severely malnourished. The report also states that 1.8 million people were on the brink of famine. The superficial laws that exist in the UN records, such as Article 8, Bracket 2B, XXV, of the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court that states, quote, "Internationally using starvation of civilians as a method of warfare by depriving them of objects indispensable to their survival, including willfully impeding relief supplies as provided for under the Geneva Conditions," unquote, and Articles 270I and 273 of the 2004 Ethiopian Penal Code relating to criminal laws in regards to starvation in the Tigray War have no real application. In April 2021, the World Peace Foundation published a report, and in Section 4 of that document, growing evidence is listed of the deliberate use of food and medical shortages to cripple the infrastructure of the Tigray region. The authors concluded that the Ethiopian and Eritrean government were responsible for starvation and that, quote, "circumstantial evidence suggested that the starvation was intentional, systematic, and widespread," unquote. There is no interest from the international bodies in implementing any intervention in this reality, as it serves the interest strategically. Similarly, Iranian political instability over the death of one woman is given international attention. When women and children die in Palestine at the Zionist governments, it saves the interest to give no attention to that event. In early October 2021, Mark Lowcock, who led OCHA during part of the Tigray War, stated that the Ethiopian federal government was deliberately starving Tigray, quote, running a sophisticated campaign to stop aid getting in, unquote, and that this was, quote, not just an attempt to starve 6 million people, but an attempt to cover up what's going on, unquote. In November 2021, in Human Geography, Tekli Haymonot G. Weidemicher argued that, quote, famine in Tigray region was from the start an end goal of the Ethiopian and Eritrean, unquote, governments. Tekli Haymonot listed key tactics that he saw as including a famine to include the systematic looting and destruction of infrastructure, banking measures that block access to cash, and a siege obstructing humanitarian aid. The only valid response for these crimes against humanity can be given by the valid authority on earth, which is in the form of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his commands to establish the Khilafah, the Caliphate, that will give all of humanity its due rights to food, clothing, and security of life. Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu reported, the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said,
ليس لابن آدم حق في سوى هذه الخصال بيت يسكنه وثوب يواري عورته وجلف الخبز والماء.
There is no right for the son of Adam other than these things: a house in which he lives, a garment to cover his nakedness, a piece of bread and water. Source: Sunan al-Tirmidhi 2341. We as a Muslim ummah that has one brotherhood must act upon these commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have all of humanity unified under the banner of the Sharia laws, and we must urge each other to work tirelessly until this matter of obligation is realized. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Imran Muhammad, member of the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.